When was the first library, could you tell me more about the library here?
Our library has had a hard time, but now I think we have a wonderful library.
I met her. She's charming.
Oh, she is. Both of them that work in there.
Yes.
And they're lifelong friends of mine.
Are they?
Yeah. Of the families, you see. And we are very proud of our library now. At first, they met in the community house. That's a little house right in the center of the fairgrounds over here next to the school building. And they struggled along, and they have been where they are now for, I expect, 15 years, 10 or 15. And they have just done a wonderful job. They have a good a committee or board, what you call it, library board, I guess. And
Miss Thompson was showing me how cramped they are for space. They really do.
They are. They are trying. They really need a new building. Or expansion of some kind.
She's hoping, she told me to find some money from some source, and she hoped that, well, I've forgotten, is it the county or the state or the federal?
I think it's all, isn't it, that helps the libraries? Isn't it, there's a state.
She's looking to some
federal
agency. I think she said that she could hope to get funds from the federal.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the federal people build the building,
mm-hmm.
and the county operates.
They have a truck going out, you know, so many times a week. Kind of a mobile.
Call it a bookmobile.
Bookmobile.
And you also, how long has the hospital been here? When did that?
That came, let's see. The clinic, they called it a clinic at first. It was a big two-story building, the Boone building, right across from the school house. It's a private building now. But let's see, in 35, in 36, when the tornado was in Tupelo, this had been in operation a few years. I don't remember how long. Because they brought a lot of the victims from Tupelo over here to this clinic. And volunteers helped. There was just Dr. and his son. And they had one or two RNs and a few aides, you see. And that's how it started. And then Dr. bought the old Chickasaw building and just broke our hearts, the ones that had gone to school at Chickasaw College.